has a few standing birds on it. It's quite ponderous and thoughtful, isn't it? With its like just a few individual birds. But this one has a huge flock of starlings on, and I think that each hole in a piece of paper corresponds to where there is a bird. So it's like a way of playing the flock as it's shown. So this one that has many birds on it makes it, like it's got much more chords and stuff in it than the one that just has a few individual birds.
With the one that has fewer birds, you can hear the mechanics of the inside. Of
that
the
is
thing.
True. You can hear much more the actual mechanism. This one, I don't know what kind of bird this is. Do you think it's starlings?
I'm not very good with birds.
I'm better at identifying them by sound, actually, than by a picture. Nice to sound at the end, a full stop.
This
that
my
tells
favorite.
You now it's finished, now we've done this well. Shall I do a... Shall we do one more? I want to do... Ah! This one, look, is it... It's cranes, is it?
It is cranes.
I have a recording of a crane, which you can hear in the headphones over there, actually. But this is not the recording of the crane, this is... the music strip made from a photo of them flying. Did I do something wrong?
Hey. Good, how are you? Have you played with this?
I haven't yet, no.
That's great.
We're listening to all the different pictures of the birds. So because the cranes are quite big and they're quite spread out, the notes are just occasional.
Okay.
But then there's... Where's the flock gone that's really busy? It's very nice.
Yeah.
Look, this one is far different. This is my favourite one because it has many, many, many birds. And so it sounds like a clamorous bells.